this lady had two children, almost they almost same age.
Yeah.
All the time they gang up to beat up my
your
little
child,
which is 5 years. This other child came with a chair, beat my child on the head. Bring the clothes of my daughter. I will wash while I'm sitting. Even though I can't walk, but I will wash sitting. I realized that I have seen the blood in the panties of my daughter. In the spiritual realm, I could see almost the witches of around the village. Mm. I can even see their meetings. Mm. So I knew this woman where my child is being left more than my mother. Mm. My mother pushed me, beat me, and I hit the car. And then I had two angels that came to guard me in the hospital at that time. There was an angel sitting here and an angel sitting on the other side.
You saw them physically?
Yes. I've been through the most,
been through the most. Hello there, Sand fam, and welcome to another one. This is I've Been Through the Most podcast. So you're watching this on YouTube, and Millicent is going to tell you where you need to be listening on.
And you're probably listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Welcome, 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 and we sure hope you stay. Now, the guest that we have today is no stranger to the podcast. Yeah. She is backed by popular demand, and we shall give the people what they want, and she's back to share her story. I mean, the first time she was here, it was such an incredible moment. Her story really touched us. It touched you at home. You know, it's always so, you know, when you hear like stories of
encounters
and spiritual, you know, we're so much in the physical all the time, but when you hear stories where, you know, somebody literally experiences a moment in the spiritual realm and you literally feel it as they speak, it changes your life because you realize there's more. There is a God and there is a spiritual life that happens, and you need to be aware and awake.
Amen to that. We look forward to hearing from you. So please, as you're watching the episode, let us see you interact in the comment section below. And we're also on our different social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, X. We are everywhere. Give us a huge thumbs up there and let us know what you think, because this is going to be another great one. Sister Butari, are you good?
I am very fine.
Thank you so much for coming back.
Yeah, everyone wanted me to come back. They've been saying, "Why are you coming back? We want to know more." So, yeah. I think what people doesn't understand is that being called or being sealed by God, it means to be the enemy of the devil. So they don't understand that also challenges they will be following you as much as, because now you are a problem in the kingdom of darkness.
You are exposing.
Yeah, you see something that other people are not aware of, that they don't know. So now the devil will definitely come after you. So that is why today I'm here. Just to come and tell you the trials that I've been through.
That you've been through.
Yeah.
But I believe in those trials, what I love is that you remain consistent to your faith.
Yes.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, I mean, she had like heaven experience, hell experience. So please go back and watch her full episode, which will link the link to the first part of it down below, so that the story can be a beautiful continuation. But of course, nobody sits on the hot seat without a story, and this is why you are back. And I'm so glad you gave the background, you know, which I have to say, it has not been easy, the journey. So, but for those who don't know who you are, can you give us a introduction and a backstory?
Okay, Butari is that young girl coming from Limpopo in the village called Nzako Village. Those who know Mafarana Village, that's where I come from. I'm coming from just a background whereby I don't have a background of a religious family. Like I said even before, that my family, they believed in ancestors. So the experience of knowing God, it was something that God called me. You know, I'm like Jonah trying to run away, but when God is looking for you, he always find you. And he pulled me out in the middle of a family like Daniel, of lions around me, but he managed to pull me out to be who I am today. So that is why I'm here sitting before you.
And then you went on to have the most amazing experiences, life-changing spiritual encounters coming from a background like that. I mean, don't you sometimes pinch yourself and like, God, like I'm chosen. Like, is this really my life?
I like when you are using the word chosen. People doesn't understand there is a difference between being a person who says, I want to be a child of God, I want to work for God, and a person that is chosen. When you are chosen, it's not a choice. Sure. Whether it gets tough, whether it gets painful, there is no way you can take it out. Because even if you look at Jonah, he was even trying to run away to say, don't you see another people around me?
Why me?
Why can't you choose? But because God didn't want it, other people wanted Jonah. So it's the same. When you are chosen, you are in the position of Jonah, whereby even if you know this is going to be painful, you go for it because it's not a matter of choice.
No, it's not a choice.
So it's even, again, I like to say, when you see pastors going astray, it's people who doesn't know how painful it is to be chosen by God. Because trust me, if you've been through the preparations of being used by God, you will never want to mess up. Because in that process of preparation, there is nothing that is funny. There is nothing that is nice. Everything is painful. Like I said, God will train you. Trials and tribulations will come. He will prune you. You must be aligned for him
He'll
to
set
use
you. Apart.
You. You must be aligned. Without alignment, you will make a lot of mistakes. So, actually, in this way, I'm getting straight to my point. After the encounter, I was awake, I was taken home. Neither did I know it was the beginning of the preparation now of being used by God. Remember, at this state, I'm in a state whereby I sleep and I know what is coming tomorrow. But in that time, God has many ways of dealing with us. I couldn't talk and tell people what I have seen. It was in me. Everything is still strange, but I never told anyone.
This is so, after which encounter?
After I came back to life.
To life, okay.
Yeah, after I came back to life. So when I was at home, my mother, it's been 2 years. I was sick, and really she was also exhausted, anxiety of looking at me. Remember, she doesn't know what I have seen. She's seeing me as a person who's dying. So it was too much for my mother until one of these days. I don't know where she left me and went to. When she left, I was hungry. I tried to stood up on top of the bed and I fell on my head. I've got a scar at the back of my head. Unless if the camera wants, the cameraman wants to see, I can show. There's a scar. My bones are standing like that. And by God's grace, I didn't have the internal bleeding. The bleeding went outside. When she came back, she found me on the floor. And then she took me, put me in bed, and she was like, what happened? I was like, I was hungry, and I didn't see anyone around me, so I needed to go and get food. And then she said, okay. I said, okay, you know what? I see that you've got too much in you. Take me and take me to my grandmother. In my grandmother's place, there was this lady that they hired to watch over there. So she took me to there. When I got there, I'm still weak. I can't do things by myself. There was a reason why things had to go in that way. This other day, I started realizing that every time I hear my child is crying, This lady had two children, almost they almost same age. All the time they gang up to beat up my little child, which is 5 years. So every time I'm wondering why every time this child is crying. And they don't know who I am. They don't know I'm the mother of this
child.
You see? Okay, fine. When we were there, and then the other day we were just sitting. As we are sitting there, this other child came with a chair, beat my child on the head. And then I sat there. I wanted to see the response for the mother. To say, I want to understand whether this thing is happening now or it happens all the time. Only to find out, remember, I've been sick in the hospital all the time. My mother left my child in this place. So this has been not happening for now.
This is not new.
It's new.
This is why it's continuing.
That is it. It's continuing. And then the mother doesn't respond. Just to go back a little bit, before, because I was now getting strong, I said, bring the clothes of my daughter. I will wash while I'm sitting. Even though I can't walk, but I will wash sitting. I realized that I have seen the blood in the panties of my daughter. You have not heard nothing. And then when I was busy washing, now I'm starting collecting this information. My child is being beaten. I just calmly asked that child and said, come here. Since your mother doesn't say anything, let me do something. Sure. And when the child came, I hold the child on the hands. I gave three claps on the child. Auntie, the mother is angry, but she doesn't say anything to me.
Yes.
She pretends.
And now she's supposed to be taking care of you.
Yes.
So it's like, you're going to beat my child. Mother must be nice to you and take care of you.
And she's also angry that this is what my child's been going through.
Yes, and I'm angry that this has been what my child has been going through. And now it's like you got another pain on top of another pain. I remember there was a time when I was tired of the pain. I was asking God to say, actually, what was your purpose to bring me back on this earth? Just to come and bring me to suffer. And then the answer that I got is that if I didn't go through all this, I will never understand the assignment that is placing in place for me. Okay, after that happened, this lady calls the younger sister of my mother. Remember, at my grandmother, the furniture that is there that she's protecting is for the younger sister.
Okay.
So the younger sister didn't even wanted to listen what happened. This lady told the younger sister that this person that they brought here, she's chasing us. So I'm going to leave everything. People are going to come and steal. You see who's the bad person.
Okay, I see now. She's making you the bad person.
Yeah. Yes. Now I'm the bad person who's chasing her. And if she gets chased, people are going to come and steal. And that one will never want her furniture to be stolen. And then the war started. When the war started, my mother came. All of a sudden, I see my mother coming. What happened? They say, I received the call that there is a fight. But this person that I'm staying with here, she doesn't have any sign of fight.
Oh, she didn't even approach you prior to making all of these calls.
It was the beginning of my drama. From there, my mother took me. After she took me, we went back home. Remember now, I'm starting to walk. Even though I walk from here to there and then I fall.
But it's gracious.
But as time... So I started standing up. It happens that, remember now, I'm filled with a message in my mind that my child is suffering. I must take my child. So I don't want to listen to anything now. The only thing I want is to take my child so I can see what I do. And then I told my mother, I was like, I'm going to take my child. So my mother didn't tell me, though, that she's not happy with the decision that I want to do.
Oh, by taking your child.
By taking my child.
Okay.
I think it was just a week before my child was supposed to go on the graduations.
For school.
For school graduations.
So by you taking the child, you're disturbing the entire...
No. I have decided that I will be there in the graduations and everything. But after that, I'm going to take my child with me. I will see the rest. I know I can't even cook soft porridge for myself. But I believe if I can be next to my child, I'll be fine.
It's fine.
And then we went to, this day came where there were graduations. The mistake that I did was to make an arrangement with the father of the child to say, the child is graduating. Mm-hmm. You can come and see your child. Yes. I don't have a problem with that.
Yes.
Either way, I've been sick in the hospital. You never came for me. So it's obvious that I'm not the person that you are looking
right.
for. But if you want your
child
to go back a little bit, when I was in the hospital, he was fighting with my mother, fighting for the same child. So I was like, I'm not going to entertain any drama. I was not there. I don't know what happened. Come and see your child. Only for my mother to know that the father of the child is there. Mm. Drama started. My mother pushed me, beat me, and I hit the car. Remember, I'm this kind of a person. I'm weak. Even yourself, you can touch me like that.
You
I will fall.
Definitely. You were dead, okay? Can we just discuss that? Like Vugaba File, you rose from the dead.
And
your body is still trying to figure
out
to recover. And
it's a war. Remember, when you are recovering, you don't just recover.
No.
There are days where you are sick. Seriously sick. As in, if you can go back to the hospital. I remember, just to go back a little bit, I remember there was a time I was sick until they took me to the hospital back again. When I arrived in the hospital, the nurse says every time they put me in the bed, I fall. They didn't understand why. Every
on
time
the
they
bed.
Put, yes, I fall. Even if they push the cot side, I was too thin to fit in the middle of the cot side and fall. Until they took a sponge and put on the ground for me to sleep there. And then as I was sleeping there, because I was so scared. Now, naturally, I'm scared of things that are moving around. Like spiders, anything. Naturally, I'm just scared. I'm
hearing.
So while I'm lying there, I got frustrated. I started crying and crying. I said, God, you said you have healed me. Why am I back in the hospital? Why am I experiencing this suffering? And then I had two angels that came to guard me in the hospital at that time. There was an angel sitting here and an angel sitting on the other side.
You saw them physically?
Yes. And then when my mother came, when she came, I was so excited. I wanted to tell her that, hell, I'm guarded with these people around me. And when I'm trying to tell her, she said to the other friend, and then I was like, oh, okay, let me not even bother to tell them. They will never understand. So she thought, because I'm sick, I'm losing my mind.
Starting to see things now.
Yeah, I'm starting to see.
Maybe the medication is not knowing that time you are from heaven. And
she
hell.
Doesn't. Remember, I said to you, I didn't start speaking immediately.
Yeah.
So this thing, it wasn't me experiencing so many things alone. Everything is still strange.
Yes.
You see, when you've got a lot in your mind that is strange, that you cannot. Nobody understands.
Yes. Yeah. And I because think you're also trying to figure it
out. Like what's going on?
What just happened?
Exactly. In life, when you are recovering, your body sometimes gets back. Actually, when it fixes itself, everything turning to be normal, there is a process of sickness. Yeah.
Sure.
Because remember, it was like it's a reversal. Now everything should be sorted out. So after she hit me with the car, on the car, and I fall. Actually, let me say it was somewhat like fight. Because now I'm trying to pull the child. She's trying to pull the child until she took the child and went.
So she
everyone now is surprised. How can you beat such a person?
Yeah.
You know, I went to the police station. I tried to open a case to say, I want my child. I don't want any other thing. I know why I want my child.
Wait, so the war here is for the child.
Yes.
Your mom was angry that you called the father of your child.
Yeah.
For a graduation.
Because they had a fight.
That.
Yes.
They had a fight while you were in hospital.
Yes.
So she's obviously now very upset at him, doesn't want him to be
near.
But because you understand how prestigious the moment is you
graduation.
Joshin, where's the child? Need both of us.
Yes. Of course. Yeah. So you were making it special for her, but you then caused this rivalry. Look at the drama. Expect.
The drama went far more than you think. Now I've been cooked. Let me put it in that way.
Mm.
I've been cooked and fully cooked. That is why
in a pressure cooker.
Yeah. In a proper way.
Yeah.
So after that I went to the police station. When I get to the police station, I'm trying to tell them I don't want any other things. All I need is my child.
Mm.
The police says this is a family matter. I went back.
And it's a family matter.
Yeah, I went back. Still, I can see when I get home, I find that my mother locked the gate.
Oh.
Now I don't have a place. You know, and I know one thing about my mother. She's very soft in her mouth. I'm telling you, if she can hold the phone and tell her sisters or her brothers or her family this has happened, everyone believes her.
Oh.
But at the same time, in my mind, I could see that the devil is fighting me.
Mm. It's a personal attack. Actually.
It's a personal attack.
Yeah.
I could tell that this is not my mother. It's beyond my mother.
Mm.
There's an attack that's
not
happening.
Not with your condition.
Not with
there's
my
no
condition.
Way.
Remember, I have seen my mother showing me love.
Yes.
Taking care of me.
You.
So I could see at the same time that this is an attack. And I'm the person who understand. My mother doesn't understand. Okay, fine. After she left there, I was driving. I'm so, remember now, I'm frustrated. I'm exhausted. I went to this other friend of mine. It's late. On my way driving back, because now I have to find a place where I am going to sleep. They locked the gate.
So you don't even have a place to... So who's driving you at this point?
I'm driving myself because I could walk a distance from here to there and sit on...
Oh.
It's so funny how I was driving. I don't even know.
Supernaturally.
I don't
your
even know.
Your daughter is with your mom.
My daughter now is with my mom. Mm. Okay, while I was driving, I got an accident.
Huh?
When I got an accident, the only person that will rescue me is that person in the family that I know that each and everyone in the village is talking about, that if he can find you at night, you are dead. He's known to be selling parts of people. And this is the only person I can call. I don't have another person.
Because your family is not picking up
now,
your call,
now
girl.
My family, I'm on my own. You know, there is a place of the desert in your life when God is busy preparing you.
Ooh.
When you remember the children of Israel were taken from Egypt.
From the
they
wilderness.
Were left in the
yes.
desert.
Yes, yeah.
And in the desert where God wants to see what you are going to do, he keeps quiet. Trust me, as much as I'm coming from the encounter, seeing vision. And at that time, it's so funny. I've been seeing vision strongly that I can know things that are happening in America, in Dubai, in everywhere.
Mm.
But I'm not interested in all these things.
Mm.
Even when I see them happening on YouTube, I don't want to entertain them because I'm having a problem. I feel like I want to attend to this.
Yes. You even forgot about angels coming to the hospital.
I don't even... I was knowing what is happening tomorrow. But I was not interested in that. Because now I'm frustrated. There's a lot
your
in me.
Your current situation is weighing
when,
you down.
Where the car, where it went in a hole. So he came with the bike. He pulled it out. After he pulled it out, I was like, you know what? I'm having a serious... I'm going cuckoos now. I need a place to stay. I told him the story. He said to me, no, I already heard the story. Come, you stay in my house. I went immediately when I got to his house. He spoke to his wife. I stayed in the house. I think I recovered. I took a month or two staying in his house.
What?
That long?
Yes. And I was safe. Trust me, I was safe. The lady went to work, come, give me food, and I was very comfortable.
Your family's not looking for you at this time.
No. Nobody's looking for me. And then after I was recovering now, I started standing. I could feel that I can drive from Limpopo now to Joburg. I took my car. I drove. I came back to Joburg. As I came to Joburg, there was a time because now, remember, I've been sick for a very long time. I'm no longer working. I was working part-time. Part-time, the only thing, because I'm not strong enough to stand for 12 hours as a nurse, I had to work and make sure that if I can work at least 2 days or 3 days in a month for me to pay rents, it's enough.
Okay. Yeah.
So remember, I don't have food.
So you don't strain your body?
Yeah, I don't strain my body. Okay, I want to recover very well. I don't have food sometimes. I remember this. You know what the devil can do? When he knows that you are going through something, he always provides something. And then he brought, I remember there was this other white guard that came out of the blue. He says, you know, I can take care of you. And I was like, you know what? If it costs me to sleep with hunger, with all the money that you have, let me sleep with hunger and have God in me than to have you helping me. So I looked so stupid at that time because somebody's trying to help me. I'm going
starving.
And then now I started getting the strength. Remember, I'm a human being. I was like, okay, in this situation, I need to go and get my daughter. Now I have started getting the strength. I can at least work for 6 days, pay the rent, pay food. The money that I have, I can be able to pay the crash for my daughter and transport. Perfect. I'm going home to go get my child. I'm fetching her this time. I drove going to Limpopo. I don't know. It was by God's grace. That day when I go to my place, I parked the car just at the gate, not entering at home. And it's I don't know why. The gate was wide open.
But you didn't drive
I didn't
in.
Get in. When I parked the car, immediately I stepped out, I saw the child next door. Remember this child, it's in the same place whereby while I was sick, I used to see visions. The lady came and said, actually, let me put it in this way. When I was very sick, in the spiritual realm, I could see almost the witches of around the village. I can even see their meetings. So I knew this woman where my child is being left more than my mother. I remember this woman, there was a time she was coming where I was, and I was like, you don't dare come near me. If you think I don't know what you are doing to my mother, you cannot do it to me. And she was silenced, and she even left immediately after I said that.
Because she was like, there's no way she would have known.
Yes. You could see in her face, Hore, how do you know? Do you understand? And then immediately I see my child. I called the child to come where I am. While the child is coming, Kanti, my mother is on the other neighbor. She saw the car. She's coming, like, you know.
She's ready for war.
And then I was like, okay. Remember, there was this kind of image that my mother had at that time that you couldn't control her. But at the same time, there is something that keeps on telling me this woman loves you. I don't know what is it's up to her, but she loves you. I remember there was a there was a knife on the other. And when I took that knife, it was for me to threaten. Say, don't come near me.
Because you're scared. You didn't know what she's going
to
do.
I don't know what God's just going to do to me. No, so when my daughter is coming, instead my mother wants to fight me. She hold me, started fighting me. And I was holding the key. I used to have a scar. It faded away. I was holding the key. When I hold the key, she pulled that key. And then after she took the key, I was like, bring my key. She refused with the key. In my mind, I'm like, you know what? You don't know. I'm not interested in that key. The person I'm interested in, this one. And then my father arrived while we were... Apparently, when I was pulling, there was a time when she was holding me, I pulled the knife. And then the knife did cut her somewhere here in the leg. It's something that I never wish to happen, but you know, I was just trying to threaten her, don't come near me, but it ended like that. Which I had to ask God to say, this is not what you call me in this world form. It's the situation, but it's not intentionally that I wanted to do.
Yes.
So remember, all these things, they are in me. The guilt is in me, but this person cannot even see.
Fine.
Yeah.
My father arrived.
Is your daughter still?
Yes, she's watching everything. And then my father arrived. When my father arrived, says, "What do you want?" I said,
"To you."
Yes, I said, "The only thing I want is my daughter. Remember, I've got a load on my shoulder. I can't tell someone to. I have found my child with the panties of my child with blood. It's something that I cannot explain.
So inside you,
I'm burning inside.
Yes, it's a cry of a mother at this point. Like, this is why, like, everything happened the way it happened. You worked. You were not fully recovered. You worked, and the moment you had enough money, the only thing that was in your head for months now is your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, everything was blurry. Your daughter is the only one that was clear that this is why I'm here. It's so sad, because then, like you said, that the unfortunate thing where you hurt your mother and everything, those are all painful instances, because now of all these things that are just packing up, that are just adding up, and that are just adding up of things they don't even know why you are so angry. And she's also angry. You don't know why she's so angry at you. And now your father is cold, and it's just...
So when my father arrives, says, "What do you want?" I say, "I need my daughter." He said, "Take your daughter and go." I said, "Your wife got my key." She says, she said, "I don't know where that key is."
Yo.
Actually, she already threw the key. And I was like, by the way, I'm not here for that car. What I thought she would do to the car is to put flat the tires. In my mind. And what I was thinking, I was like, okay, I must have the budget to come and get my tires and start the car and go. So what can I do? I've got my child now. Let me go. We walked a distance with a five-year-old. For sure, it's a distance from...
So you left your car?
Yeah, I left my car in the street. I walked. When I walked, my plan is that I'm going to the police station so that I can go and get my car. Yeah? When I started washing myself because I had blood. Like, I didn't want to hold the child with the blood.
Where did your mom throw your keys?
I don't know, even today. So when I get there, washed my daughter, washed myself... Going to the police station, after I opened the case, and then I told them the car is there, they said, okay, we'll go and talk to her. Mm-hmm. They went and talked to her. And I was like, you know what, don't even bother. I've got another better way. I will go to Joburg. I've got only 200 rand in my pocket. Everything is left in the car. My cell phone, everything. I've got only 200. I don't even know how did I have that 200 rand
in your pocket.
In my pocket. And then me and my father, my daughter, we took a lift. When the police van dropped us at Litsetele, there's a place that there's a road that is coming to Joburg from there. Within a period of 5 minutes, passed a car. When I stopped that car, only to find that the car is coming to Bloemfontein. I'm having 200 rand in my pocket. And I asked this person, I said, "I'm going to Vaal." "Where in Vaal?" And I was like, "You know what? Just take me, because it's not safe where we are." He took us. As he was driving with me, he's interviewing me, what happened? I'm telling him the story, the drama behind.
Yes.
He says, "Your mother is the one who's driving the ISIS." One I know her. She left people in the church the other day in Palamuru. So, you know, because of that portion of this guy knowing my mother, he was like, "You know what? I believe everything that you're saying. She did it. Let me take you. Don't worry about mine." We were staying, you know, this Quantum Baki. We were staying in, you see where you put your legs?
Yes.
My daughter seated there. Until we travel from Limpopo to Joburg.
Yeah.
When we get here, he even gave us, he said, "You know what, let me give you, I'm not going to take a lot of your money." He took only 100 rand. The other one, you will travel. Lucky enough, by God's grace, when I get to Van der Bijl, I decided to get into the APSA account so that I can open my account, I mean, the new card, so that I can at least be able to withdraw money so that I can go back. You are joking. I didn't sleep. I had to go back and fetch my car because what was ringing was that...
At home?
Yes. This time, I think when I arrived in Van der Bijl, it was past 3 to 4. I did open an account and get another card. And then I was traveling now with my daughter. There's people in life that God brings to become your family, even people that you never met, that you don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, people that took care of me when I was in the hospital for a very long time. It's people that we are not related. Strangers. That is why God has taught me to respect a human being.
Mm. Yeah.
When Jesus Christ says, my brother and my sisters, my mother is those who are in Christ, he mean it. It's not your blood. Everyone that you meet on the street become your family. I took my child to this family. I didn't even explain what is happening. Mm-mm. I just told this lady and say, hold. Oh, okay. On my way traveling from Van der Bijl to Vereeniging, so that I can drop my child, go back with the spare key. Now I'm having the spare key to go and take my car. This other elder brother of my father called and said, where are you? I said, I'm inside the taxi. From where? From Van der Bijl to Vereeniging. He says the car has burnt. All of it.
Whose car?
You know, I was in the taxi, eh? I just remember myself. I did like this. I said, once. And from there, I went silent. Everyone inside the taxi was just looking at me. They thought someone died.
Yes.
I even forgot that I'm having a child next to me. I don't know what happened that I went out of the taxi before where I was supposed to
get walk off.
To get off. You know, when you walk out, walk to the same taxi rank where the taxi is going, but I don't know.
You don't know why.
I don't know how.
Oof.
All I know is that I was crying like a child. I was crying like from... I went to the taxi rank. I got the taxi that dropped me from this woman who took care of my child. I have to ask for other lifts now. Travel to Joburg. Mm. So that I'm trying by all means that, remember I still have that change, I think it's 70 rand, 60 rand that the man gave me. And the key... car keys so that I can go, because my car is having petrol. Actually, I didn't need a lot of money. On my way, I started remembering that, oh, by the way, the money that I have, all of it, is the money that is going to help me with the tires, meaning I don't have money at all. Okay, fine. I don't have even money at all. When I go to Joburg, Pastor Sombani can testify to what I'm saying. I remember that day I went to the taxi. When I was asking a lift from this taxi man, he says to me, you know what? You will have to wait for my taxi to be full. You will sit in the middle where they put bags because you don't have money. So while I was sitting there, I was so frustrated, crying. You know, my world was upside down. This lady says to me, what happened? I started telling her. She said, what? No ways. I had 2 days without eating. I had 2 days without bathing. She said, go and buy something to eat. She bought me Streetwise too, and I came back and sit.
Strangers again.
Strangers.
Yeah.
Pastor, so it was Pastor Nsumban who bought me the streetwise. The lady offered to say, when you get to Limpopo, after they have towed your car, come to my place, take the numbers. You will get the money for transport to go back. I went. This taxi in Joburg, it left around 12 o'clock. It left around 9, 8, somewhere there. But it arrived in Limpopo around past 12 to 1.
So
it, yeah. It dropped me immediately at the door gate of Dzanini police station.
Okay.
So the police from the Dzanini police station took me to the police of Litsitele police station.
Okay.
Which is it's a police nearby.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay.
When I got there, there was a man and a woman. They say to me, do you want us to go now where your car is burned? I said, no, don't worry. We'll go in the morning. When I was sleeping, they kept on coming and check if I'm still fine. They thought I will,
lose it maybe.
And then after that, in the morning, first thing in the morning around past 6, they said, are you ready? I said, yes. We went where my car burned. When I get there, I found that, yeah, true. The car is beyond recognition.
Who burnt the car?
My mom. And then when I found that my car is burnt, I remember this police woman says to me, are you okay? I said, yes. She said, are you sure? Are you not going to faint? I said, no. What I did, I only touched that car and said, Father, you are not the God that gives and takes. You have a reason why this has happened. I believe there's something better that you are going to bless me with.
Amen.
And then they said, is it over? Are you done? I said, yeah, let's go.
You didn't confront your mom?
No. I didn't have a reason to do that. Remember, I said, somehow, I kept having the feeling that my mother loves me.
Yes.
The devil is fighting me.
You.
I knew that I am sealed. So I'm a problem to the kingdom of darkness. And I knew that the car will burn before it burned. It's just that I didn't understand the vision. I had a vision seeing myself beaten by a snake on the leg, but my leg turned into black,
like the same way
yeah. I saw the car burned. It's only after I recalled that,
that's what it meant.
That is what it meant.
Yo.
All I know is that God can fight all the battles.
Come on.
If you trust in Him and believe in Him,
Amen. And
believe that He's fighting for you, you will. Then after I left, I went to the police station and I started calling for people to come and tow because I had to fix everything to clear the road before I come back to Joburg. And then they came, they towed the car. After they towed the car, I called this woman. Mm-hmm. As she promised, she gave me money for transport. I came back. This family of this woman where I left my daughter, they were so patient with me to an extent they just said, wait, relax. Don't tell us now. And I was like, you see, I have learned to understand that there is no investigators that are good like people of insurance. Even police cannot function like them. The people from insurance even told me at what time the car burned. They know even the exact time. When I was being interviewed that who burned the car, apparently my mother told everyone that no, that person, she burned her car because she's no longer working. She's going cuckoos.
So they lied.
She told the people from insurance
that
psychologically I'm not fine. Nobody must listen to me.
That you, the one that burnt your own car.
Yes.
How sad.
That's nothing. That's nothing because the first time, just to go back, recapping on what I said, the first time I started trying to tell her that I'm having a problem with the child, I want to take my child. The moment she see that I'm pushing to take the child, she went even as far as telling the social workers that I'm very suicidal. I want to take the child, and she doesn't trust me because, do you know where I was once being psychologically assessed? Pastor Mazibuko can, I mean, Dr. Mazibuko can testify to what I'm saying. And I have to obey that because I needed everything to be done in a peaceful way. So I had to go for psychological assessment so that the report can come. But still, because the devil is fighting me, nobody even listened to me. Mazibuko did assess me. After assessment, he gave me the letter. I took back to the social worker. There's nothing wrong with me. I just need my child. This is what I have seen.
You are just a mom.
I'm just a mom. Oh. I have seen what I have seen with my child, and I can't. I said it at this time. There is nothing that happens around me that I don't see. I'm busy dreaming, seeing people's problems. I'm not interested in people's problems. I've got my own to I've got my own to deal with.
Yo.
Now, because I had to start now having having my own life, this lady says, okay, as you are going to work, when you are working, come and bring your child. I'll take care of your child so that you can be able to pay rent and all that. And it happened on the long run. I said, when you are busy recovering, there's a lot that is coming. I went back to the hospital. I had meningitis. I was admitted at Kopano. Meningitis did hit me to be in the hospital for almost a week without me knowing. I remember the first day I opened my eyes, it was part of the stress.
Yeah.
I remember the first day I opened my eyes, I could see a small anyana color that is green. I remember fighting because I thought I will never see again. The other lady who was saying, lying next to me says, you know, you've been sleeping there for the whole week.
Yo.
We thought you are no longer going to wake up. Kanti, they started me in treatment, so I was started recovering. The first day they gave me food to eat, I couldn't see the plate, and I was like, I was angry to myself because I wanted everything to be quick. I want to go and be with my child. And then treatment started taking over. I started opening my eyes. I started thanking God, I can see again. And I was like, God, why do I have to go all through this? He says to me, you will understand how it feels for a person who is so blind, because we don't appreciate everything that God is doing for us. Those eyes, you need them, and you must appreciate for them.
Amen.
So each and every part of my life, there was a message in it. That is why I said people in this world doesn't know that it's a step by step.
Yes.
Yeah. I had to be prepared. Going through trials, being pruned, being aligned. I had to start now with the repentance.
Yes.
Remember, all this drama just happened after. Hey. Repentance was not there. What people doesn't understand with the repentance is that us as people of this world, we have made so many things wrong. I'm from a family which believed in ancestor. I had to denounce. I had to disconnect myself from these spirits. When you are born, they take a snake and they start, here is innocent. She is bored.
They take over. You.
And then they dedicate you. Yeah. You have to denounce. Some of us.
You're right. You have to denounce.
Yes.
Renounce.
I'm from such a family. So now I have to, when I'm talking about repentance, all these things must, you know, there's some, when people, when people, you tell them, you say, when you repent every day. They think receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's once over and then it's done.
There's work.
There's names that they dedicate us or give us when we're still young. You have to break those covenants because they will come after you.
Even the person they name you after, because of certain reasons you might not know, certain spirits that are following you because of that name that you had no idea.
Exactly. And God says, I will punish from the third to the fourth generation. So whatever covenant that your grandmother has done, your grandfather's has done.
Yes, four generations.
Unless if you break it. And then now, I have to start understanding that...
Oh, sorry, we're out of time, by the way, so we have to wrap it up. Sorry.
Yeah, I knew that I can write a book. I only gave you the piece of my story, though. There's still a lot that I can talk about. That is why, you know, people, it's so painful when you see... People think God is a magician. God is not a magician.
That's not how it works, yeah.
People are used to see false prophets performing fake miracles, and they think God did that. That's with how actors. It works in the kingdom of God. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
There is it's a journey. In the kingdom of God, it's a journey.
It's a journey.
And God has to prepare you for that journey.
And he does.
In order for you to be fully... Remember, in all these things that happened, I learned to forgive and truly forgive. Trust me, I love my mother. Yo, I don't want to hear anything about that woman.
She's so how's your relationship now?
Very, very, very fine.
Wow.
That is why
how
I'm telling...
Get over
it. That
past?
Is why I'm saying, you when you are grown spiritually, you understand the war... The devil is not fighting you and me.
Mm-mm.
It's fighting
the
God.
The battle is not yours. Yes.
So in order for him to fight God, he must use you and me.
The two people
remember,
that love each other.
If someone wants to deal with you, they will do something to your child. Mm-hmm. They know they will find you.
Yes.
This is how it's happening in the kingdom of God. So the devil, how is he going to provoke God if he doesn't do something to us? He knows how much God loves us.
Mm. It's provoking. Hey.
So in order for him to provoke God, that person that he is fighting with, he must come through us. Especially if he knows that God has sealed you.
Oh, yes.
Now you are having a new name.
Mm.
You are a heavenly loved.
Hey.
And then the devil says, I will deal with you. You see, Job was a man who was dedicated to God. And look what the devil did.
Took everything.
He came and take everything. Because he thought he will get this part of Job give up or Dancing. Swearing or,
yes.
You know what? So, but look at him. There was a time as I was going through challenges, I was like, you know, the devil, you are wasting your time. Actually, do your worst. Do your worst because the mistake that you have made, it was allowing me to see what I have seen. You should have not allowed me to reach where I have reached.
Because now you are unstoppable.
Because now I'm unstoppable. There is no amount of pain that the devil can give me that can separate me from God.
Sure.
There is no amount of suffering in this world that can cause me to say, I give up. Never.
Yeah, I give up.
And how's your daughter?
That little girl, she's so, it's even so funny. Now she's with the grandmother and they are so happy together.
That's the ending.
That is why I'm telling you, it was just a process of God building me for a better understanding.
Mm-hmm.
If you are being used by God, you must be knowledgeable. You must be a woman of wisdom.
Hey, wisdom.
And understanding.
Wisdom.
That is why there is a time when someone comes to me with a situation, that mentality of old, of me, old Butlari, of judgment, to say, Lorna.
It's different.
It's a very different one. Because now God has caused me to go through pain and after pain. Mm-hmm. Until now, when people come to me, I understand their situations.
Hmm. I love that. And I always say that to my sister because she's a preacher. Every time she goes through things, I'm like, Sissy, this is all for His glory. People would never be able to relate to you if you had not gone through anything. Or even the other way around, you preaching from a place of perfection, people can't relate because they're like, hey, this one is holier than thou. But when you've been through things,
yeah,
people listen and they know that there is a God because they're like, but you came out.
Mm.
But here are you with your mom. Mm. Here are you with your daughter.
I love they want them, to both know of her. Them, like exactly. Nobody's business.
Exactly. You always, like, you know what? The devil will never win.
What I have learned also in the process is that, remember, the devil doesn't have a body. Mm. It's a spirit.
Mm. Yes.
So in order to fight me,
yes,
if you were, was somewhere. Going to use someone who is my neighbor, I was not going to feel the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So he used people that loves me and people who I love in order to deal with me. So it's a matter of understanding.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a matter of
forgiveness.
And forgiveness.
Fresh
because immediately your mind says, mm-hmm. Oh, you know. Satan is so so he's trying to take chances, ne?
Mm.
Then you, at the back of your mind, you understand that, you know, by herself she cannot do what she's doing now. But it's okay, for the fact that the devil managed to get inside her.
Yes.
You know, there was a time. There's a phrase that I love, whereby Jesus Christ says to Peter, "Get away from me, you Satan." Do you see? Do you think Jesus Christ forgotten that who's Peter? He was the one of the disciples that he loved.
Spirit.
So he understood that the person who's talking now is no longer Peter.
Hey,
it's the spirit inside Peter.
Mm.
So you, if you have grown spiritually, you tend to understand that now it's not Eno who's talking.
Mm.
There is a spirit behind Eno.
Hey. Jobs mic. All right.
Okay. We have to wrap it up.
That was...
Who would have thought?
Yeah. Family dynamics.
Family feud.
You know, and but with so much love in it, you know, even when somebody does something bad to you, but in your heart of hearts, you know this person loves me. You actually don't look at them from a place of hate because you understand that there is something underlying here.
Mm-hmm.
You look at them with understanding.
Mm.
Also loss. I love that, you know, you spoke about losing things but still remaining grounded in situations. Oh, it was a lot, but we are here now. We are here now, and I'm glad that, you know, we have three generations of women, of queens who are happy together. Because, you know, that's how God intended to be.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
So yeah.
I love that. You know, the Bible says how good and pleasant is it when brothers live together in unity. The Bible says like precious oil poured on the head.
That's Aaron.
How powerful unity is. God loves it when we are united. And every time there's division, you need to know that it's not the plan of God for us to be divided.
Yeah.
There's a great anointing that comes upon us when there is unity. And I'm so, so glad that the end of it all, we can have such a beautiful ending. And I know that most of you will relate. I think most families, right? Most families can relate. And I want you to find courage in her story as a woman of God, as somebody who is grounded, as somebody who really is called by God to say, these things will come our way. In this world, you will face many troubles, but
take
heart, He has overcome the world. Thank you so much, Sister Butlari. That was incredible. It's always good to have you.
And
we must come back again and again.
I think she's not done. You know, she can talk. She can talk. So you definitely going to come back
for a part three because she's not done. The story still goes on.
Yeah.
You know, the story is not over yet. So we will catch you on the next one from myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent. And Sister Butlari. And of course, our awesome team behind the scenes. It's bye for now.
Bye.
En tu rumor.